I'm RB Sensei, and I'm back again to critique some more ridiculous dating nonsense. Let's get it.
We got to talking via text and then had some phone calls after we met on Bumble. And then we decided, I think it was more so me, I decided that we were not on the same page. So I told him, you know, we could be friends, but I was going to move on. And then fast forward 5 years, we reconnected again. He reached out to me via social media, via inbox.
Clown nigga, huh?
Got it if you ask me.
Nobody is going to respect him. Everybody's walking around, like, yeah, you know, he just.
So they connected on the dating app. So already a woman who is seriously looking for a mate on a dating app who isn't unattractive and fit. That's trash off top. Because why would an attractive, fit woman have to take a date nap serious to find a mate in life? Unless she's the bottom of the barrel.
That's a good question.
You'd be better off finding a goofy-looking fat chick on a date nap and getting a good woman. Because you're like, okay, well, the reason she on here because she goofy-looking and fat. So that's why she couldn't find somebody in real life. But maybe it's a diamond in the rough.
You'd be better off with a 300-pound fat next door who's shy. She can, you know, bring you a slice of birthday cake on your birthday or something like that. That slice of birthday cake from a 300-pound is worth $10 million compared to anything you get out of these things. Because these things ain't nothing but a waste of your time.
You could say men that go on dating apps are desperate. It's just different because women don't like most men. So, yeah, I mean, yeah, 80% of men are desperate. So it kind of takes the sting away from even the word of desperate when 80% of the people in your gender is desperate. I mean, we already know what type of guy this is just off the fact that he would come on some online show like this, especially with their origin story being so sad. He thought he found a diamond in the rough. That just happened to meet all the wrong guys up until this point. And I'm going to be the one good man that snatches her up and we live happily ever after. How naive, brother. No disrespect, but how naive. I guess after texting and talking on the phone, she was like, I don't like this dude. And she was like, nah, we just gonna be friends. And she went back on the market to see if she could find something better. She basically laughed at him on this segment, basically saying, like, yeah, I basically left him. She could have left it vague, like, oh, we both decided that, you know, we weren't a good fit. That would have been a nice way to spare him. But no, she clarified. At first, she was saying something that was kind of nice that could have spared him. But then she clarified, no, really, I decided that we was just going to be friends. Ooh, that's a jab. She ain't have to go there.
Now, she met this.
No, she didn't.
Women love emasculating and embarrassing men, especially the weak men they end up with. She don't respect this man. Let's watch that one more time.
We got to talking via text and then had some phone calls after we met on Bumble. And then we decided, I think it was more so me, I decided that we were not on the same page. So I told him, you know, we could be friends, but I was going to move on.
That was cold-blooded.
She deemed him unworthy. She deemed him not good enough. Then she went back to the market to see if she could find something better. She couldn't find something better. But keep in mind, she took a lot of to the face in the meantime of trying to find something better for those 5 years.
You don't know that.
And he reached out. It's not like she reached back out to him like, oh, what's up with Ronald? I wonder if he's still available. How low does your self-esteem have to be to even accept that offer? Even if she was the one to reach out first, like, Ronald, I'm still available. How about now? Look at that awkward smile. He got to just smile in that cringy way. What else can he do?
That's a damn shame.
These are the little disrespectful moments that men have to smile through every day around the world. Well, maybe not around the world. In some places, they don't play that shit. Women can't even talk. And I feel where they're coming from. The older I get, the more I respect the Middle East. When it comes to women, at least. Bars. And he's going to spend I don't know if it's going to be the rest of his life because she's probably going to leave him, but he's going to spend at least, you know, 5-10 years getting disrespected and emasculated like this in public, the boot.
Then fast forward 5 years, we reconnected again. He reached out to me via social media, via inbox.
So when you saw, I'm assuming it was a message from Joe, what were you thinking?
Well, at first, because my original reaction was like, what he want?
Okay, you know what, though? There ain't nothing funny about that. Mm-hmm.
You can't make this shit up. You can't make this shit up. Y'all heard it.
Subscribe and hit the bell. It really helps the channel grow. Like and comment as well. Thank you. She's literally going out of her way to humiliate this man. She didn't have to say that either. And even the host know what she doing. Talking about, well, what did you think when he reached back out? She knew what she was going to say. Or she knew she was going to say something disparaging. This is the man she's currently with, by the way. I don't understand why women think belittling and emasculating their man on a public platform makes them look good. Because you with him. So if he a punk bitch-ass nigga, you with a punk bitch-ass nigga. Like, so it's not a flex to tear down your man.
I own you, nigga.
Joe and Summer met on Bumble years ago. There was a connection, but the timing wasn't right. So they did something most people are afraid to do. They let each other go.
Right.
Men are afraid to let women go. Like the bottom 80% of men who have a scarcity mindset, they feel like, I don't know if I'm ever going to get another woman. So it's the men who are scared to let women go. We know based on the divorce stats, women ain't afraid to let a man go because they always feel like it's another one coming. They met, but the timing was off. No, she just didn't like him. That's a cute way of saying she just didn't like him because guess what? The timing is always right for a tall, handsome motherfucker with money and charisma.
This motherfucker don't miss.
No, he's fucking good.
That motherfucker don't miss, man.
He's good.
At her mama's funeral, the timing is right for tall, handsome, charismatic dude with some money. Never forget that. The same probably go for men. If a slim, beautiful woman, you know, flirting with you at your mom's funeral, yeah, you're going to get the number. You're going to be like, yeah, it ain't the time right now, but yeah, can I get your number? The timing is always right for a high-quality dating option when you're single. Let's watch this face in slow-mo. I'm going to show y'all the other face. Y'all seen the smirk earlier, but this the other face men make when they're getting played and disrespected by their woman, and they got to play it off.
Original reaction was like, what he want?
Right there. That's the look of just shame and disappointment. That's the look you make when you're trying to keep yourself from crying. That little straight face with his lip stretched out, taking punch after punch after punch after punch, gut punch after gut punch after gut punch on a public platform. This is sad, bro. I feel for bro. This her, though. This her.
Always gonna love me more than I'm ever gonna love you. And if a man wants to be in my life, he needs to spend his every waking hour thinking of ways on how he needs to convince me that he should even be graced by my presence.
Subscribe and hit the bell. It really helps the channel grow. Like and comment as well. Thank you.